Here is a gross and frankly upsetting statistic. About one-third of the food produced for human consumption gets wasted. That is a lot of money and energy to grow food that nobody eats. That's not all. Most of us just toss our leftovers in the trash. That's extra bad for the environment, because when food rots in a landfill, it releases methane, a highly potent greenhouse gas. In Paris, a social enterprise thinks it can help to tackle this problem. The BBC's Dougal Shaw reports.
The sound of leftover French cuisine being put through the shredder. 2 tons of the stuff meets this fate here every day. I'm at a micro-industrial site for composting on the island of Saint-Denis, on the northern outskirts of Paris, an area designated as a space for green businesses 2 years ago by the government. The compost factory is run by a social enterprise called Les Alchimistes. Associate Director Cyril Callot explains to me their radical solution for the 900,000 tons of food waste Paris generates every year.
One of the biggest problems we noticed was that 30% of the waste produced within Paris was actually made of organic waste. This goes to landfill, which makes no sense. We decided we could take this organic matter, which is very precious, and turn it into a solution, to turn it into compost.
They collect this organic matter from restaurants they've signed up. Their machines shred this food, then the composting can begin.
So we are here in one of our composting sites.
What actually happens inside that silver composter that looks like a space rocket?
Yes, well, it's much, much simpler and low-tech than a spaceship. We basically mix the matter together in order for the air to go into organic waste. They allow to turn organic matter into compost within a few weeks instead of a few months.
The composter is a silver cylinder about the length of a minibus. It churns the food waste around, but also regulates temperature and oxygen supply. The technology has been imported from Macclesfield. It was invented by a father and son team in their back garden in the 1990s. They created a company that in the UK sells to places which provide catering, like hospitals, prisons or schools. And they also export composters everywhere from Chile to Hong Kong. There are currently 2 sites like this around Paris and 4 in the rest of France. They sell the compost in bulk to farmers and garden centres, and this funds the operation. At their site nearby in La Chapelle, it's time to find out how they fetch the food waste from restaurants. I'm meeting someone known as un collecteur, a collector, a cyclist employed to pedal around the city, pulling a trailer laden with buckets of food slops behind him. I catch up with Banzalil in his helmet and fluorescent jacket for a quick curbside chat.
Is it hard work?
Yeah, it's very hard. It's very hard.
There's a bit of smell as well.
Yeah.
How many places do you visit in one day normally?
Oh, for one day I use sometimes 10 places to collect. More than 3 times I come back, go, come back.
One of his destinations is the Campanile Villette Hotel, where Cedri Derozo is an assistant manager.
Our generation, we are now really concerned about everything with the climate change and the waste of food. If we want to try to make something better to this situation in the future that we're concerned, we need to participate as we're trying to do here.
Sorting your organic waste is one of the easiest things you can do to help the planet.
French people care passionately about food, and this is also part of the food story.
Definitely. It's clearly, we call that the circular economy. It starts with the food, then you have organic waste, and then it goes back to land and to grow food. So it's clearly a big part of the French culture.
There is still some way to go before that circular economy is created, though. France is a patchwork of different approaches to food waste recycling, with some areas more keen than others. But new national rules that will come into effect in the next few years will make separate food waste collection far more widespread.
The BBC's Dougal Shaw reporting there from Paris.